I were a resident of Boulder, I would tell my friends to keep...
Years ago, they were riding high. Carrie Rockman, the former high school football star,
married
the love of his life. Pierce O'Farrell, one of his best friends, performed the ceremony. The Dark Knight Rises was supposed to be a reunion of sorts.
The two of us just decided to go to the midnight showing.
Clearly, they chose the wrong theater.
My buddy Pierce got hit in the arm first. I grabbed my buddy and we just hit the deck, you know, right in front of our seats and just laid as flat as we could. And I just immediately just started crying. He totally was like, you know, I got hit. At that point, I got hit in my leg.
Pinned down beneath their seats, they saw their chance when the shooter paused to reload.
So like, Pierce, let's go. And at that point, I just couldn't respond, man. It seemed like he was very lifeless at that point. So I let him go and turned around and just kind of pulled it out of this. And thankfully, I'm really glad that he did, because the gunman came back in at that point. The worst part for me was thinking that my buddy had passed away. He just married my wife and I only met 2 weeks ago.
Pierce O'Farrell says the gunman came awfully close.
And his boot was 2 inches from my head. And I was just face down on the ground, just with my eyes closed. And just praying, man.
Miraculously, those prayers were answered.
The Lord decided that he's going to keep me around.
But even through this awful experience, their faith and friendship survived.
I keep it pretty simple. I get out of bed every day and thank him for another day. And I just let him lead the way. And he's led me so far.
Both men say that they look forward to seeing each other again as soon as they are physically able, and Deanna both are expected to make a full recovery.
That's such great news. All right, David, thank you.
No, Mr. Kelly, to this. Tomorrow is the day of retribution. The day in which I will have my revenge against humanity, against all of you. For the last 8 years of my life, ever since I hit puberty, I've been forced to endure an existence of loneliness, rejection, and unfulfilled desires, all because girls have never been attracted to me. Girls gave their affection and sex and love to other men, but never to me. I'm 22 years old, and I'm still a virgin. I've never even kissed a girl. I've been through college for 2.5 years, more than that actually. I'm still a virgin. It has been very torturous. College is the time when everyone experiences those things such as sex and fun and pleasure. In those years, I've had to rot in ruins. Not fair. You girls have never been attracted to me. I don't know why you girls aren't attracted to me, but I will punish you all for it. It's an injustice, a crime, because I don't know what you don't see in me. I'm a perfect guy. And yet you throw yourselves at all these obnoxious men instead of me, the supreme gentleman. I will punish all of you for it. On the day of retribution, I am going to enter the hottest sorority house of UCSB. And I will slaughter every single spoiled, stuck-up, blonde slut I see inside there. All those girls that I've desired so much, they would have all rejected me and looked down upon me as an inferior man if I ever made a sexual advance towards them. While they throw themselves at these obnoxious brutes, I'll take great pleasure in slaughtering all of you. you will finally see that I am, in truth, the superior one, the true alpha male. After I've annihilated every single girl in the sorority house, I'll take to the streets of Isla Vista and slay every single person I see there. All those popular kids who live such lives of hedonistic pleasure while I've had to rot in loneliness for all these years, they've all looked down upon me every time I've tried to go out and join them. They've all treated me like a mouse. Well, now, I will be a god compared to you. We'll all be animals. You are animals, and I will slaughter you like animals. And I'll be a god, exacting my retribution from all those who deserve it. And you do deserve it, just for the crime of living a better life than me. All you popular kids, you've never accepted me. Now you all pay for it. And girls, all I've ever wanted was to love you and to be loved by you. I wanted a girlfriend. I wanted sex. I wanted love, affection, adoration. But you think I'm unworthy of it. That's a crime that can never be forgiven. If I can't have you, girls, I will destroy you. You denied me a happy life. And in turn, I will deny all of you life. It's only fair. I hate all of you. Humanity is a disgusting, wretched, depraved species. If I had it in my power, I would stop at nothing to reduce every single one of you to mountains of skulls and rivers of blood. And rightfully so. You deserve to be annihilated.
It's just a gang of about like 20 guys who call themselves the Trench Coat Mafia. They like wear trench coats every day to school. They wear makeup and like paint their nails and stuff.
Right.
They're just like, everyone kind of thinks I'm just different, and they always just hang out with themselves only. Kind of associate themselves with like death and violence.
For hours after the shooting began, police were picking their way through the building, looking for the suspects, students who were hiding or trapped, and more victims. What police and everyone else are looking for now is a reason for the violence that tore this quiet school and suburban neighborhood apart just weeks before graduation. Tom Foreman, ABC News, Littleton, Colorado.
Like scum. Well, you gave yourselves weather, men. And all of you men, for living a better life than me, all of you sexually active men, I hate you. I hate all of you.
Well, you gave yourselves weather,
and I can't wait to give you exactly what you deserve.
For living
utter
a better life than me,
annihilation.
You sexually active men, I hate you. I hate all of you.
And I can't wait to give you exactly what you deserve. Utter annihilation.